Today is Sunday, the 10th of August, beginning the 19th week of Ordinary Time. Eliza King sings Christ Abides.
I have the mind of Christ. My portion is his perfect peace. For Christ abides with me. I'll seek you.
Today's reading is from the letter to the Hebrews.
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore.
The The letter to the Hebrews is deeply theological, so it is sometimes not easy to understand. Don't worry too much about that, and just ask God, what do you want me to learn from this passage? Here the author is thinking about faith and what it means. We hear the words, faith is the assurance of things hoped for. What does this mean to you? He set out, not knowing where he was going. Has God ever asked this of you? If so, was it a disaster or a joy? Now listen as the passage is read for you again. This time, what really stood out for you?
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore.
Finally, look back over the last few minutes and just see if there is anything that strikes you about it. Could you perhaps turn all that into a prayer to God? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.